whatever.
Walking in Memphis.
I'm walking in Memphis. I'm looking at that girl, looking at the boyfriend, looking at the other girl.
We're starting really late because I lost goddamn power for three
hours.
Yeah,
it happens. Oh. Was it power or was it the internet fell down?
No, power. Like four square blocks out here lost power.
Oh, my God.
Or 4 square miles, whatever.
Oh, my, well, the heat. How hot was it? How hot is it over there today?
Well, let's just say in my office, it's 100 degrees at 8 o'clock at night. Outside, it was 115 when it went out.
Ah!
It wasn't fun.
It was 108 today. We've had 5 days of 100, and we're looking for the next 7 days 100 straight plus. So 108, 105, 103, 102, 112.
I wish we were there.
All that.
We're like 115, 118.
Well, you're always hot. Yeah.
No,
Phoenix
it's
is hot.
I don't mind it, but then you get those days where you're like, you have to do something. Or like today where the power went out. And it's just like, holy shit. Like, we're this close to this anarchy out here.
I bet.
Because if this was out for 2 days, oh my God, there'd be chaos.
Oh, Gus the Purge.
It'd be looting.
Walking through Purge.
We're traveling to another dimension. When I die, I wanna be high. Never worry, just bury me along with my currency. We're entering the Twilight Zone.
Hey, yo, okay, run it, roll it again.
We're entering LIW, the Twilight Zone. Review.
Ray Ellison just got the kind of news all of us dread. But on the worst day of his life, Ray Ellison's luck is about to change. He's going to have a chance to save his future by altering the past.
I think that's it. I think it's the whole intro.
Yeah, that's it.
Welcome to LIW The Twilight Zone Interview, episode 473, Phoenix West.
Dick Ticket, walking with Eric Cassell through Memphis.
TC 2002-132, Memphis. Turns out it's a time traveling JFK. No, not JFK. MLK thing.
MLK, yeah.
Got my...
Written and directed by Eric LaSalle, so give him credit there, because I very much enjoyed this episode. I really liked this one.
I thought it was a very
thoughtful, nice episode. It was very good. I like Eric LaSalle. I think he did a hell of a job, and it was a very nice episode.
Do you owe Eric LaSalle money?
I do.
Okay. So he directed himself.
Yes.
I just didn't know if you... Do you owe him does he owe you a favor? Do you owe him a favor? What's going on? It was okay. It was an okay episode.
He gave me a kidney. I can't say more.
I was going to say, let's be honest.
He gave me somebody else's kidney.
It was fine.
I can't say more.
No, he learned all the skills on ER. To how to take a kidney out and swap them.
He took Noah Wiley's kidney and gave it to me just for fun.
That's where Noah Wiley's been since Donnie Darko. Okay.
Yep. It's
been a while.
I find it kind of funny. I find it kind of sad to have his kidney in my little hand.
I don't think I'm going to be able to continue this conversation.
That's fine.
Because that's what he says, Donnie Darko.
Yes.
Why? Don't want to lose my job.
Yeah.
He's like, fine. This leaves.
Go back to China, bitch.
I would love if Noah Wiley said that.
That's my go-to for Dino.
Oh, and here's... Darko. It's funny because I was on... I just pulled up Eric LaSalle on here, and here's the first picture of him. Look who he's with. Just yanked his kidney out.
Oh! Right there.
He's like, you son of a bitch. You got me again with the kidney gag.
Oh, it's a rich knife. Oh! I can't pee right, Eric.
No, it is a good episode. It was much better than the original series episode where he keeps going back in time in that hour-long one and keeps fucking it up.
That's the Lincoln one, isn't it?
The Lincoln and the Lusitania and...
Right, there's a couple of them.
Yeah. There's the other one, he goes back in time and meets John Wilkes Booth.
Yes.
Rod really never got that story all the way down where it was like, oh, this is really fucking good. It was always like, oh, yeah, okay. But this, I like this better. This was
this was more saccharine. It was just very sweet, you know, nice episode. where it's just like about a guy, he's going to die, he's got cancer, he's got terminal cancer.
Yeah.
And the doctor says, well, there's a specialist that could probably save you. Well, it costs $200,000. Well, I don't got that money. He goes, well, we'll try to figure something out. And he looks out of the doctor's office.
Doctor is from Twin Peaks, by the way. Car.
And that doctor's in everything, by the way. He's in a lot more than Twin Peaks. He's in a ton of stuff. But he gets hit by a car.
He's dead.
And he wakes up and no, he's not dead because Vivica A. Fox saves him. And then Vivica A. Fox has a child named Oscar who has a birthmark which comes into place later.
I was saying the doctor from Twin Peaks is dead.
Oh.
Because everyone from Twin Peaks is dead after they made that remake, the season 3. They all fucking died. It's like David Lynch killed them all.
I'll take care of them separately. I took care of Bowie. I took care of Kyle MacLachlan's career. And I'm going to take care... Oh, Dennis Hopper, he's dead too. I'll take claim for that. Oh, and so is a little guy named Beretta.
Robert.
Blake.
Blake, yeah.
Robert Blake, he's dead too.
Yeah, we're all dead.
I'm not saying I'm connected to this.
Log Lady died like within weeks of shooting her scenes, and then so did that big tall guy who's in a bunch of stuff.
David Bowie's dead.
He had someone else kill Jack. Why am I blanking on his last name suddenly?
Jack Ruby.
Dance.
Yeah, Jack Ruby killed too, and JFK, the assassination.
And MLK. And we're back.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a sweet little episode. It flew by, honestly.
Yeah, it's very, very to the point.
Which is nice.
Which I'm glad. It could have been one of those meandering things where it's just like you have to see the civil rights going on and you have a cop say, "Color, hey boy, you're going to see more of that." Or you know, but they didn't have the budget for that, so they kind of just have a couple of moments where they establish the racism. But it's not like overtly crazy. Oh my God, it goes up.
Temperature's going up now.
Going up
at 8:20 p.m. How far into the time travel were you thinking about MLK?
I think I got spoiled on this episode.
Okay.
And I knew it was MLK because I had seen a top 10, somebody's top 10 TZ 2002. And this one was like the top 4.
Yeah, you keep sending me those and I don't watch them on purpose.
Well, you've seen most of them.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'll see it when I get to it.
Because the Night Gallery, I only send you Night Gallery ones because those are like just to show you what people think are the best ones. And they're some of the worst ones that they pick as the best
ones.
They're
always the fucking worst ones.
One you liked?
Of that, of all of them, that one? Oh, those hilarious Jack Laird episodes.
No, we'll get to him later.
You fucking idiot.
We'll get to him later, by the way.
Real quick before I forget, obviously you had a birthday. On the 26th, congrats on being born.
Yes.
Also on the 23rd, 3 days before that, in 2020, was your debut on the Twilight on the show.
Was it really?
Yeah. Wow. Jansen's debut was June 9th, 2020. And this show debuted on June 14th, 2015.
Wow. Yeah. Let's not talk about my Midnight with Robert Shaw podcast, which was on from 2010 to 2015, but that's, you know, who cares about that? Nobody! Nobody cares!
Nobody cares about this.
Nobody cares about this, nobody cares about that, so I've been doing podcasts for, I don't know, almost 15 years!
Podcasts are so pointless.
Yeah,
everything we do is pointless.
I hate the world. I am going to assassinate MLK.
I wrote down
I have to go back in time first.
Hit by a car. Vivica A. Fox is an old-timey nurse. Oh, it's 1968. Okay. So I was like, oh, he time-traveled. Got it.
She was cosplaying as a nurse, or she was trying to get another part in a show. Just happened to be there as a working actress.
I was also hoping...
Independence Day was a long time ago.
I was hoping for Vivica A. Fox to be his mom, and he fucks her.
I was thinking that, too.
And I'm like,
I was thinking that
you know what, man? Go for it. If that's your mom, you
got
to go
for it. Cancer. I got the brain cancer. It's eating me alive right now, so let's let me put that in your butt.
You made it sound like the brain cancer in a butt. Let me throw this brain cancer in your butt for a minute.
You got some butt cancer. Get it out of my brain. How about that? But yeah, it's just one of those. You know, and he helps her with her house because he's a lawyer, so he gives her the information to save her house from the authority, the housing authority. She saves her house, and then he finds out that MLK is giving a speech, and the next day it will be the end of his life because the assassin James Earl Ray will kill him at the hotel. So he has to rush to save him. But of course, in this show, the little boy that he befriends basically is coming at the same time, and he basically destroys civil rights for all.
Yes.
The little boy wrecks it for blacks for the next 60 years.
It's funny that you talked about anal because I wrote down, they save the house and she doesn't offer anal. She's just like, oh, okay, well, thanks.
Yeah, what a bitch.
I was like, come on, give it up.
What an uppity bitch. Come on, Vivica, do your striptease from Independence Day.
All right, here's the scene with the boy.
Boy.
Wait! Now, Lucas, go back! Wait! Dr. King, go inside! No, no!
Wait! Wait, wait!
Was the kid going to run into him going 40 on a bike? Was that the stupid kid's plan? Because it looks like it. He should have had him on the other side of the street, so it makes sense for him to go that fast through the road.
Or it's like a downhill thing.
He still has brakes.
It's really, yeah, what's the point of him? Why is he going so fast? Because he doesn't know what he's doing, so he's... Or maybe he does. Maybe the little boy knows.
Oh, he's in on it.
Okay to die.
He's supposed to die.
He's James Earl Ray's buddy.
Yeah.
You understand, James Earl Ray's my father!
What?
Oh my god, this is a twisty. Twisty episode.
They cut out having him get hit by a car. Because they're cheap.
And by the way, the cops don't care about him because MLK just got shot. So all the attention is being forced on the balcony and not the street. Two blocks away, or not even half a block away from the balcony, where the guy get ran over by a car.
And I like that he's within earshot of MLK, and he's not like, "What the fuck's going on over there?"
Somebody's saying gun. The fuck?
It would have been better if
he caused it. Vengeance.
Yeah, it would have been better if he caused it. Where MLK is like, "What?" and then turns into the bullet.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, well that's the thing. Like that would have made it because you can't change the past. So, like, he caused him to come out because he was shouting.
What's going on out there?
And you cut to James Earl Ray. James Earl Ray is just like, he's going to do it, but he stops. But he's like, I can't do this. I can't get a good shot. And then Eric LaSalle calls out his name, and he comes back out. And then that's where he gets the kill shot.
Or he makes the car bump into him, and he's like, oh, and shoots the rifle. Oh, shit.
No, James Earl Ray is in the car. He's driving, and he shoots the king. Well, he runs over LaSalle.
No, he's like, he sees the other assassin in the scope, and he's like, my God, that guy's going to assassinate. Oh,
that's it, yeah.
And then he shoots him, okay?
Exactly, yeah.
He goes from hero to monster.
The other time traveler guy ran over Eric LaSalle, so he couldn't stop the MLK.
Everyone on the street this day is time travelers. They keep fucking it up.
Travelers. They're all fucking each other over.
That's
funny.
They always go two by two, and they always cancel each other out.
Yeah, it's always the same outcome. God damn it, every time. Who keeps sending these guys out there? It's a secret CIA operation, but it's just called clusterfuck. Because we're the ones that created all these assassinations. Because we try to stop them, and it just makes them worse.
Don't even
talk about Hitler.
One guy trying to start it, one guy trying to prevent it. And they have to, it's like a spy versus spy thing.
Son of a bitch!
Just keeps going for eternity.
I'm in the bunker. It's the wall. Under the wall.
Leader of a foreign country can't be voted out of office. And Hitler.
He looks like Hitler. They had good casting on that one. But, yeah.
Why don't you give me a name?
Wrong one.
Oh, that's good, though.
Hitler ones.
Hitlerian.
I don't know where this one is.
I think it's just any random Hitler one.
Head of a country can't be voted out of office. I'm Hitler. I'm in a bunker. It's the end of the war.
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 What else do we got to say? Oh, the kid he saves the kid's life, even though the kid wouldn't have died there anyway. But he makes the kid want to be very helpful. So he's a doctor, and he wants to give this guy surgery. I wanted the moment where it was really sweet, and he's like, I remember you. I wanted that moment of him remembering him. Because otherwise, without it, I just felt kind of empty.
I felt it's kind of, there's something missing. There is definitely that there. I wish that would have been it. But then again, he does kind of give that away because he does say the same thing that Saul told him as a boy. Yeah. So maybe that's him making the connection, and it's just it's subtextual.
This?
Yeah. This.
The only thing you have to do is fight to get well. And you fight from here and from here, and you can change your life. Don't forget that.
He's repeating that line that he gave him years ago.
You just fucking ripped me off. I'm going to sue your ass.
You plagiarizing me, you son of a bitch. This doctor.
Where am I?
I didn't fuck your mom.
Speaking of, in that speech, I do have filthy Twilight Zone to share, but yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, by the way, is your mom still alive? Is she looking good? She looks the same. Black don't crack.
She's fucking a teenage boy in Final Destination for some reason.
Oh, no.
I think everyone forgets she's in that movie.
I forgot. What was that part? What movie was that?
Oh, Idle Hands. Sorry. Not Finalization. Idle Hands.
Way off.
Yeah. No, same Idle era. Hands. Same era. Same.
Yeah, but she wasn't that much older.
I don't know. She was in her 30s.
He was in his 30s.
Hitler was in his 30s?
No, what's his name? The kid. Devin Sawa.
No, she didn't fuck him.
He was 30.
Let's get to this. Filthy Twilight Zone, Memphis.
Where am I?
My house. You're staring at my...
No.
Why is everybody dressed like that?
What year is it?
It's 1968, mister. Don't you even know that?
Feels like I just did like Tyson.
Maybe I should be at a hospital.
Hospital's too far to go to today.
The what?
The hospital. I know my nothing fancy, but...
I'm not talking about your... I mean, none of this makes sense.
Time for your bath, young man. I'm getting tired. Excuse me.
I figured the least I could do to repay you for your kindness was to give you some free...
This is public property, isn't it?
Are you questioning me?
My mom always telling me not to, but she just don't understand.
Can't be a man without.
See, that's what I told her.
Yeah, but the secret is a real man doesn't use his fist to. Look, you with these, you can change things maybe for a few minutes.
He's so tired of in his clothes.
I'll him to his bed later.
I appreciate that, Ray.
Welcome back to the living. You were for 3 days.
My hurts.
Yeah.
You better me, doctor. I think I'm still dreaming.
Now, I don't want you to worry about anything. The only thing you have to do is to get well.
No! No!
Wait! Wait!
What? That's not what happened.
That's what happened in my version. The doctor is completely unrelated.
He's like, it's the same birthmark!
Coincidence. Isn't time travel a coincidence?
That's a big coincidence.
Yeah. I give this episode a 6.
I agree.
Okay, I thought you were going to go higher based on your Eric LaSalle love at the beginning.
6 is enough.
6 is enough.
That's fine.
He did a good job directing it. I honestly didn't put that together until now, until you mentioned it.
It said it in the credits.
I know, but I saw it too. I just didn't think about it. Well, I don't really put much thought into these 2002 ones because they're kind of bland.
They are. And also, I know that because Eric LaSalle is still directing now. He directs a bunch of TV shows. That's what he does now. He's directing, making tons of money.
Has he ever done a movie?
He might have. He did Long Legs.
Holy shit. He's done
that. That'd be amazing if he did Long Legs.
Yeah, he's done every TV show.
Yeah, he works a lot. He's a big TV director.
He directed a movie called Crazy as Hell from 2002. Only one episode of ER. That's surprising.
That was his practice episode, probably. They got him started.
It was after this.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three episodes of CSI Cyber. Never even heard of that show.
Ooh, wow. Two, what year was that?
Two Chicago Meds. 2015 to 2016.
Oh, wow.
He directed Bill Paxton in Training Day, the show.
Oh, wow. There you go. Shit, that's a big one.
21 episodes of Chicago PD. That's a big paycheck.
Wow. Wow.
That show makes money.
Well, I think the average payout for a director of an episode, you get $100,000, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the minimum. And I'm being generous, but I think for a TV show, that's what they get paid.
Kudos to him.
So if he did 21 episodes, that's $2.1 million right there.
Yeah.
Not counting the millions of dollars he made off of ER when he was on ER for like 20 years.
Yeah.
How long was he on ER for? Look that up. How many seasons is he on ER?
Let's find out. He was on.
You just got LaSalle'd.
From 94 to 2019, so 15 years, 171
wow.
episodes.
Holy shit, he was there from the beginning to the end then.
Oh, no. So he was on from 1 through 8, and then came back for two episodes, the last couple episodes of season 15.
Okay. But still, 1 through 8, that's pretty good.
So he's on from 94 to 2002 consistently, and then came back in 2014. Okay.
Oh, okay. So yeah, he's been directing ever since then. Okay, that's
2009,
cool.
Whatever.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good job, Eric Saul.
I liked him on ER. I watched that show when it first came out.
I like Eric Saul. He's a good actor. I like him. He's a funny guy. I've seen him be funny on Larry Sanders' show. He's on the Larry Sanders' show,
yeah.
For Christ's sake. That's how long he's been around.
And he was funny on that. He had a really good episode because he knocks up Larry's assistant, and he thinks... what's his name? The singer, Michael, the crooner, Michael Bolton. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Michael Bolton. And he got his haircut. This is when Michael Bolton got his haircut, so it's short.
Yeah.
And he goes, how dare he? Because Larry Sanders is like looking at him and pissed off at him because he thinks he knocked up his assistant. And he goes, oh, by the way, your haircut makes you look gay. And he goes, last time we do this fucking show. Michael Bolton's pissed off and leave. It's fucking funny.
I need to sit down and
but
watch
Michael
that.
Bolton, they have a sense of humor. Oh, it's hilarious. It's like one of the last episodes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I think the second to last episode, actually.
Michael Bolton is on an episode of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Mm.
And they all, they do like a, everyone's doing like reading the same speech. You know how they cross cut between actors and they're reading like the, make sure you do this, but they're doing it, and it's like leads to this story about Michael Bolton stole a guy, like someone's bird left him for Michael Bolton. it's like, dude, it's fucking right. Shit, this bird left him for me. I'm Michael fucking Bolton. like Michael Bolton's got a sense of humor.
Yeah, well, Pirates. We did that Pirates song back in the day with the SNL digital guys. That was hilarious,
man. And he's got a good voice too. Still, it's all raspy now.
Oh no, he's nice. Fine, yeah, good for him.
He was always a guy around when we were growing up, but I never really listened to him, other than that song. But that's all he knew about
him. I'm a crooner! Oh, yeah. Wait, that's Michael, that's the other guy.
Michael Bublé?
Michael, no, that's the guy from 4-Year-Old Virgin. If I hear that, I'm OB one more time, I'm going to burn this place to the ground. I'm OB there for you, honey! That guy, Yacht Rock guy.
Yeah, I can't think of who it is.
Michael McDonald? Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald, yeah. With the
you don't know me, but I'll deserve it.
His voice is all over the place. No, Michael Bolton's got like a solid voice. I'm like, damn, he sounds really good. He's like 60-something now.
He's still good.
He can crush. We'll talk about Tom. Yeah. We'll talk about... he made me forget his name.
Tom Arnold.
No, in Mars Attacks, a different crooner.
Tom Hanks.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones, thank
Tom
you.
Tom Jones!
We'll talk about Tom Jones later.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get out of here. Until next time, in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an outro.
Courtesy of the PNL. Ray Ellison was...
Yeah, here we go.
I won't forget.
Ray Ellison was looking for a fresh start, and he only had to go back 35 years to find one. Sometimes the key to our future lies in the past. A lesson courtesy of The Twilight Zone.
Dun, 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 dun. He never appears on camera.
Nope.
Is it because it's one of the last episodes and he's like, I'm fucking done with you guys?
It might be. I wouldn't doubt that.
I have another. My last note is play the YouTube video from 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I don't know what video I was referring to, so I guess just go to any YouTube video you want and start there and let me know what happens. And with that, until next time, in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West.
The dick dickhead.
So long, citizens. Bye-bye.
I'm gonna be bye.